What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now on second down, here's a pass that's dropped and intercepted. Kemon Hall picked that ball out of the hands of the running back Ali at the Raven 40, and the Cowboys have their second takeaway of the night. Hall touchdown immediately.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Is it all performative or is this for real this time? Oh, one NFL insider says, no, this is real this time. Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is brought to you by Window Nation, as well as DNM Auto Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Sean, where have you, in general, the ebbs and flows of how you view the Micah Parsons negotiation, or lack thereof, as to just it being typical Cowboys? Because I think that's been the line from a lot of people. It's like, oh, it's typical Cowboys. Has it reached a point where you're like, nah, this feels different?
I think it's gotten more personal, the most personal of all the negotiations. I don't blame Micah Parsons if he doesn't want to be here. If my boss talked about me like that, and I had options, and I know I could go get max money anywhere else, I would say get me out of here too. I'm not working for you. It's too insulting.
Well, Adam Schefter was on Get Up
but
this morning.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that the Cowboys and what they're doing with the negotiation is typical. And I think Schefter's about to talk about one of their tactics.
Yeah, and this one here, I don't know. The Schefter, obviously, when you listen to any insider, they have their sources. So one may be giving you more than another does, and so maybe one side is making you feel a certain perspective, whatever else. But generally, Schefter's going to be pretty plugged in across the board. So Adam Schefter was on Get Up this morning, and Dan Orlovsky was talking about Micah Parsons being available for the first game. And he's like, it's the typical Cowboys. This is what they do, and they're going to get it done. And that's when the conversation transitioned a little bit.
I would agree with you normally because everything they do feels so performative. This one feels different.
No, totally. This one is different.
Right? They made him mad.
It's gotten personal, and they're no closer to a deal, and there's no reason to think that the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons will be able to work out a deal before the start of the regular season. Now, again, it's August 18th, and sides always can come together. But we want to emphasize, there have been zero contract negotiations since late March and early April. Is that going to change all of a sudden? I don't think so.
I think that the Cowboys' negotiating tactic is giving you the silent treatment. We're not talking to you until literally the very last minute and moment. That's my punishment for you. You have a contract. You betrayed me. You stabbed me in the back with your statement saying that I trapped you in this room and made it sound like I put a DeAndre Jordan chair underneath. And this is your punishment. I also think right now that Micah hasn't done a good enough job of scaring them into believing that he could be a monumental disruption during the year. Now, maybe Micah doesn't want to do that, and to his credit, he doesn't want to screw over the rest of his teammates, and he is technically under contract. But showing up at practice and putting on IG, your Dallas Cowboy helmet paraphernalia, and being at all the games, and being there every day, that would not lead me to believe, if I was in the front office, that he's not going to skip games and that he's not going to be TO inside of our locker room. So I think from that standpoint, again, this guy's agent of the year, Forbes number one. I think David Mulugeta and Micah Parsons have erred. They've screwed up in that category. They haven't fired any shots to make any of us make me feel that he's going to be disruptive and a problem.
Here's the thing. Fair or not, legitimate or not, and I'm not saying either way, but fair or not, legitimate or not, I think the Cowboys have done an effective job, even if this was or wasn't their intent, they've done an effective job making the rest of the league ask, what's wrong? What's the problem here? Is there something wrong with him? Does he have an attitude problem? Is he focused on football?
Yeah.
And I think it's
leadership.
It's introduced.
All they kept talking about at the opening presser was leadership.
I think it's just introduced enough of a question to teams around the league, whether they were going to pick up the phone and call on it or not, or whether the Cowboys intend to trade him or not. I think it's made enough people from the outside just observing it, look at it and go, what's wrong with him? Why aren't they doing this? Why are they doing this with him? And it's made them pause to where it does put in a position of, if you start making the...
But they did it with Lamb too.
Right, but if you start making the insinuation of, I'm gonna cause a ruckus, like if you're Micah, well, now you're playing into potentially new suitors who are already kind of going like, is there something wrong? And now you're causing trouble in your way out of that. Now it seems like they're going, okay, do I want to do that?
Yeah.
Do I want to mess with that? Because I think that is...
Give me a bad... Give me the top two or three bad boys in the NFL.
Currently or just over like recent history?
What? Either.
Recent history. Antonio Brown immediately comes to mind.
Okay. But Antonio Brown, right? Like, he found the Patriots afterwards. Now, it limits the market, mm-hmm. but he still ended up on the Patriots and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Even though he was a problem in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Dallas, now after T.O. left Dallas.
Like, Dennis Rodman kept getting teams.
Sure.
And I think we know now in today's sports world, like Harden, hey, I'm going to blow this up. This isn't who I am. This is what I have to do to get out.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I think that's normally because football, it's a lot harder. Pickens is working really hard right now not to, to project a certain image. And you got to remember, same agent, probably similar advice. Look at how they're playing Pickens right now. Just, I'm on my best behavior. What has been said about me is not true.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear any of this. I think they feel like Micah has matured a great deal. And I think that's accurate. I think Micah has matured over the last few years. And I think that when you look at what the reputation sort of was, or some of the chatter, some of the buzz that existed earlier in his career, he's not going to want to lean into that. There would have been a point, and I know they're two totally different cases, but there was a point where it probably wouldn't have been a good idea for Ezekiel Elliott to be loud and problematic during his contract holdout. If he would have done that, there's already other stuff that people are going to go, okay, well, this kind of seems like the guy that we've heard about then. And I think that that's the thing, is that there's enough people just asking, why aren't you just getting this done? Why aren't you just paying him? And if that's the case, if this is your typical negotiating tactics, why are you so publicly and loudly talking about things off the field with him? You've asked way more questions about Micah Parsons off the field publicly than you asked about Ezekiel Elliott. And there was way more to go off of with Ezekiel Elliott than there was with Micah Parsons. But you're very publicly going, I don't know, is he a leader?
It also, and Adam Schefter's great at what he does, it also benefits the Cowboys to have Adam Schefter say, there's zero movement. They're not even picking up the...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Phone.
No calls, yeah.
It benefits, like, I would guess, I don't know at all. I would guess, did Adam Schefter get that from Micah's side or the Cowboys side? Would it make more sense to get it from the Cowboys side to scare Micah and put it out there again? The Cowboys aren't budging. They're not budging. You're playing this year under the tag.
Yeah, or under his option. Yeah, and then they have the tag that they can apply to him next year. I said this last week. I think if he plays on the option year this year, the chances shoot up astronomically that he's traded next year. That they tag him and they say, all right, we'll work out some deal for his rights. But if they can get something done to where he's got the extension, I still think there's a window here to extend an olive branch and to smooth things over a little bit. I think on Micah's side, they probably feel like we've done our part. We've done our due diligence. We've talked to you twice. We've communicated we're ready to go, and you guys are there's just this odd gamesmanship of, well, I'm not going to deal with the agent. I'm not going to do that.
Now give me the percentage that a deal gets done before the opener in your mind. You over or under 50%?
It's such a wild guess at this point, because they're not even talking. You have no idea how far apart they may be. I'm going to say mostly gut. I'm going to say 40% they get one done, because they're so far. I just don't know how likely is it that they're going to just pick up the phone, because I think as soon as they pick up the phone and call, it would get smoothed over. I just don't know that they're going to blink on that.
When does he have to actually step on the practice field to play against the Eagles?
So, obviously, everybody can be different. Ezekiel Elliott, I'm trying to remember. I think it was...
Dak was practicing.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott was not. And Zeke went on the field and played, I think, without practice that week. I'm trying to remember if he didn't practice at all, or he practiced maybe a day. Like, went through a walkthrough or something like that. Obviously, running back is going to be a different position, too, than whatever they're going to have Micah do. I would imagine, initially, if he's just going to show up and he's going to play and wait for his trade, if that's really what they want, then I would imagine that he would be used sparingly in week one. He would be used in obvious pass rush situations, is what I would guess. Because if he's not going to show up and practice and get ready, or if they feel like he's behind in any sort of way in terms of the meetings or the scheme or whatever else that they're trying to implement now, he's probably only going to be used in these situations where it's like, okay, go out there, you're rushing the passer.
Can you imagine? I can't imagine, actually. The week of, the deal gets done, he's ready to go for Philly, but it has to be in this limited role, and you ended up paying him 41 or more only to have him be a half participant or less against the defending champs in your division.
Yeah.
I'll lose my effing mind. I'll lose my freaking mind. I really will. I've looked at that bell right there to smash that computer screen, but it hasn't happened yet. That's a very distinct possibility.
Yeah.
No, and instead of just giving the 45, now maybe they're still at 50. Who mm-hmm. knows? We still don't know what they're asking for.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea?
No, because I mean they haven't talked, so it's like it's not even like they could put in a request for how much they're talking for, because they won't talk. So that's the thing. Like it's all exists in each other's minds. Jerry's got his idea, I'm sure, of what they
want
to
do. What do you really lose if you're David Mulligetta and you call Steven Jones or Adam Pacifica, the cap guy, and go, hey, you guys want to do anything? Where do we stand? What do you lose?
So I'm not sure from his perspective what it would be. If I were to put myself in his shoes, I would think, I'm not going to beg you to take Micah Parsons. I've called you twice. I've done my due diligence. This is not on me to do this, this whole thing. Yeah. There's a certain level of respect. There's a certain level of expectation. We've told you we're ready to go. You didn't respond to calls previously. He's a superstar. He's a future Hall of Famer. I'm not going to beg you to take my phone call to negotiate with him. You're either going to pay him or you're not. And I've told you we're open, and I've told you we're ready, and you're not doing anything about it. At this point, the ball's in your court, and the onus is on you to actually do something about it. And I think that's sort of where they're at right now, perspective-wise.
So that is Adam Schefter saying, nope, still absolutely nothing, and it is definitely personal. That's taken over Below the Belt. We will recap the Ravens game with Nick Eatman, 9:20, here on your home of the Cowboys and your home of the Rangers. Why is Bobby already free agent shopping for your favorite baseball team? That's not doing anything for the rest of this season. Is Bobby officially out on the Rangers? That's next with some Diamond Cavs on 105.3 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.